Zakh de Elgamish the Viter, Masechtas Terumais, Perik Yud Aleph, Mishnevav, Megura. Megura is, we had this word before, it's a storeroom. I kept my truma here, then I cleared out the truma wheat. But there's always going to be something's going to remain on the floor. Zakh de Mishnah, Ein Mechayvinai, so we don't obligate him. Lias Yoshev, to sit down. Umalakit Achasachas, and the Mamish pick up each remaining piece of wheat. In other words, it doesn't have to like clean for Pesach. Ella rather, Mechabed Kedarka, he cleans out the storeroom, sweep it out. The way normally people do when they clean out an oitzer, they don't go with a magnifying glass, they just sweep it out. Then noisem l'taycha chol, and you could put chol in here. Aye, maybe some truma's left from before, it's going to get mixed up with the chulin. We're not worried about that, because even if so, it's going to become bottle. Yeah, but it has to become bottle in 100. You have to have 100 times the amount of chol to be mevatel truma. So in this case, we're saying mechon the derais that it says if it's roiv chol and it's okay. Aye, says the Tosfos Yamta, if you're not supposed to be mevatel isur lechatchila. In other words, if by mistake it gets mixed up, we can look to see that it has roiv. But you're telling me he's putting in the chol when he knows there's some truma there. And the answer is he's not trying to be mevatel the truma. He swept normally. He didn't get on his hands and knees and pick up each piece. Didn't have to. When he was putting in the chulin, he wasn't saying, ooh, good, I'm going to mevatel some of the truma. He's not even thinking about the truma. It's just that it wasn't worth removing it. It's very hard. So, Mamela, in this case, we could rely on bittul.